Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Maaseh, The Journeys of Week 43, Fourth Aliyah. You shall take one chief from every tribe to divide the land for inheritance. Numbers 34, verse 18. What's more important, name or title? The section of the Torah mentions the name of the 10 chiefs that got authorization from the Eternal to represent their respective tribes in the assignment of the land. It's interesting that the order in which the tribes appear matches their location later on from south to north. The tribes Yehuda, Shimeon, and Binyamin will receive their inheritance in the south side of the country. The tribes Dan, Manasseh, and Ephraim will receive theirs in the center of the country. And the tribes of Zebulun, Issachar, Asher, and Naphtali will receive theirs in the north, in spite of every tribe receiving their land by drawing lots. The Eternal had already shown that He guides the lots according to His plan. If we live in surrender to the Eternal, even though we plan, He will eventually direct our steps according to His will, as it is written in Proverbs 16, verse 9. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Now, when the Torah mentions the names of the tribe chiefs, we see that in the first names, Caleb, Shimeon, and Elidad, the title chief, in Hebrew Nasi, is not mentioned before their names, as in the case of the rest of the chiefs. This shows us that the titles are less important than the name. Dear disciple of Yeshua, make an extra effort to have a good name rather than a good title. Your name is more valuable than your title. Even if you don't have a title or degree, but you have a good name earned by being a model person, you should know that your good name is much more valuable than a title, both before men and heaven. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Proverbs 22, verse 1. Kol Tuv.